to the show.
Hi. And it's not welcome back. We've just started.
Well. Come back to the show.
You're here again, and that's all that matters. Thank you for listening once again this week.
Are we actually recording now?
This doesn't have to be the beginning if you don't want it to
be. I would not like
that. I have hit the record button.
We're going to restart this.
No, welcome to the Sloppy Joe Assembly.
I'm going to cry. I'm going to actually burst into
tears. I had a nice long cry before we started recording, so I'm good to go.
Max has had a tough day.
We've all had a tough... Hop on the Sloppy Joe Assembly line.
It's everybody's fault.
And we have some great stuff. Oh, shit. But not mine.
We'll edit that together. We'll clip it together.
We'll put that in post.
And it'll sound sharp and nice.
Sloppy Joe Assembly line.
Everybody's fault.
Not mine. We have some great news for everybody.
We've all had a tough day. But we all also have some great
news.
We've had a tough day shooting
for our brand new short film for our new YouTube channel.
It's just a little expose. It's like a little docudrama about our whole existence that we're going to share with you guys.
Honestly,
a little slice of our lives.
Honestly, it gets really real at a few points, and yeah. I'm proud of that.
Yeah.
I'm really happy.
It's going to be really good, and I just hope you guys tune in to YouTube and check it out. Maybe we'll leave the link in the description of this podcast episode.
Wow, so I hope that the timeline works for that. I hope that the chronology... Mm-hmm. Oh, I guess we have a few days to... Let's not let them know when we're recording this, because it could be any time in history.
So
let's keep that
behind the scenes. But it was a rough day. We did run into some issues.
Yeah, just a long day in the sun. Craft services never showed up, unfortunately.
Which is Karen. She was supposed to bring about a dozen Krispy Kremes.
She had school, whatever that means. I'm doing air quotes right now. I'm fucking insane. Unacceptable, in my opinion.
She texted me saying, I had school. She actually wrote the out. Who does that, first of all? I said, no, Karen, you had job.
Yeah. We
you
told
had
you,
one job.
We told you we needed juice boxes, granola bars, and gummy worms.
Flavors
for
our little tongues.
And you know what?
Fruit gushers.
I get it. She's not getting paid.
Cookie bars.
She's not getting paid. She may not even be getting the
community hours.
But she's getting experience.
Exactly. And she owes us something.
Big time.
And it's unprofessional.
We came to her at a time, in a dark period in her life, and picked her up, and brought us into the fold, and said, we are going to help you become a better woman. And mold you into our image.
And after all that, for her not to give us gummy worms?
It's just an affront.
It's incredible. It's incredible. I mean, it's just... It makes me want to just quit the podcast.
She's in the kitchen right now making us some hot milks. And she can hear every single word we're saying.
And I'm glad.
Well, we haven't actually spoken to her. We haven't had this stern and professional of a conversation with her yet. So.
However, I'm sure she can hear us, so it's probably good enough.
Yeah, that'll be enough.
But we also have a great musician on the show today.
He will be on a little bit later. I think he's going to be... we're going to put him on our little convention, right?
Yep, he's going to be the headliner.
What are you guys talking about? Convention? Huh?
For the everybody's
FaultCon,
Julian.
2015.
First annual. How do I go to there? What is it going to be about?
Well, you see, the thing is, Julian, it's free. And I know you wouldn't think that because we have all kinds of events planned. Gonna be great food.
Nothing in the world is free.
Yes, it is, because guess what? You make a donation if you want to, but you have to do that
to get
into
it. It's absolutely free. With a small donation, you have to make a donation to get in.
Something over $100, please. And I'm talking hot dog vendors. Okay,
I'm talking
face paint.
A couple Chinese food guys are gonna be there too,
mm-hmm.
who will also be doing face paint with the Chinese food.
A fun day and a bright and sunny day in the park. We don't know how sunny it's really going to be because we don't know the weather that far in advance. But
we got rides.
That sounds like something that I want to go to if I'm a fan of this show and I like to support what I enjoy.
And guess what, listeners? That's you. If you're listening to this right now, you want to be at this convention. You don't want to be anywhere else on August
15th, 2015.
Trust me.
Be there.
The place to be.
Save the date.
We're going to take a break.
I don't see why not.
Bunch of idiots.
If the thing is, it just sounds unprofessional. It just sounds like,
yeah, well, guess what? You're saying that, but it's you. It's you that you always press the record button. You don't fucking tell us. It sounds like an amateur
guys
piece of
we
shit.
Know the beats. You should be able to just jump in whenever. We should be able to launch into a bit or a fucking intro at any time.
I think we can't read your goddamn mind, Julie.
I should be able to hit record at any point in the goddamn day, and we should just be able to
launch into a bit. You know what? It's not even about that, though. It's not even about
that. It goes beyond that. It goes beyond that.
Tongue twisters or something?
Who came up with a stupid slogan?
That was
that you?
That was me.
Because it's really fucking tough to say, and it's just, it always sounds
like a mouthful.
I think it's a great slogan.
Say it right now. Say it right now.
Hop on the...
Come on.
Damn it.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Hop on the Sloppy Joe
assembly line. Okay.
It's everybody's fault, but it's
but not mine.
Not mine. You know, it's just
definitely
so...
not mine.
Anyway.
We're going to keep it.
Oh, and this is recording too. So.
Oh, well, that
welcome
was
back
accident.
To the show. We appreciate your listenership. Thank you so much for coming back for another week. And James, you had some big news for us. Why don't you lay that on us?
I have some really big, big, giant, ginormous news. But I'm not going to get a chance to get to it. We got a musician here today.
He's our musician friend.
Yeah, exactly.
And he will be headlining the con. And he'll be on in a little bit, actually, since he hasn't shown up yet. So, James, why don't you just give us that...
get to my news.
Give us that big chunk of news.
I don't know about this news. What is this news?
I don't know. I showed up for recording today. James takes me aside, takes me into the bathroom, sits me down, says, Max,
where did he
I got
sit you
some,
down in the bathroom?
I won't speak to that. He says, Max, I have some really big news. Hands me some talcum powder. He says, can you talcum up my abs really quick? I said, absolutely not, James. You can do that yourself. So apparently the news is going to be huge. So.
Yeah. You see, the talcum powder thing.
Yeah, I want to know, can you explain that to me before you get to the news?
I know about this.
I don't know what that was about. That was a
Julian bit knows weird. A bit about it. You see, I don't know if you guys remember this, but there was a man trying to kill me. I believe this was the episode when my dad was on. But you guys called me. I wasn't there. There was a guy trying to kill me because, you know, obviously I didn't deliver his shoes to him or, you know, I can't remember what happened. But this guy has been trying
all to kill me. All that matters is that you're alive.
I'm alive because I've been building my homemade booby traps. James's homemade booby traps. TM, and I felt the need to kind of put some talcum powder to get Max to put some talcum powder on my stomach because, to be honest, I kind of made a bit of a mistake. The guy finally got into my house.
Okay? No.
Yeah, he's been trying to break into my place for so long.
Oh my God!
He finally got in. And luckily, one of my booby traps was there, so he opens the door. Bucket of forks fall right on his head.
Oh, right, wow. Yeah, the fork bucket.
That's right, yeah.
With
we
water
helped you engineer
in it.
That
yeah.
one.
And then, you know, I run into the bathroom, you know, and
hearing
he
the
comes,
loud clatter
yeah, he
and
comes,
the scream.
He comes running after me, gets in, and he runs right into that shower thinking I'm there. And, of course, all the mouse traps go off. Clapping on his feet, and he's screaming, he falls down, and... slashes a big slash out of my stomach, big ass scratch.
Jeez,
my
but
God.
It didn't matter because by the time he finally got up, I was out of the house. He was bleeding everywhere.
He was bleeding.
Yeah,
from the mouse traps or the forks.
And also because I
didn't answer that question.
What?
Is it from the mouse traps or the forks?
Doesn't matter how he's bleeding, but the point is...
But you're bleeding as well, right? Because you have
because
the big
of his
scratch. Yeah.
Anyway,
and
that's
and is that what the talcum powder is
yeah,
about?
Just to kind of get the stench of blood off my stomach.
So how does that relate to the big news is my question.
The big news? He's fucking dead, guys.
It's great.
The mouse traps got on him. He comes running out of the house after me. And I'm standing there laughing, going, hey, come at me, buddy boy. Trying to hit me with all those mouse traps.
And he's stiff.
And, you know, he's just ready to strangle me. And I just kind of shoved him off the roof. Fell down.
Jeez.
Cracked his neck.
Jeez,
wow.
Whiz.
That's murder.
Is it?
Hey, well, you know what? He had it coming, and it's either him or me in this world.
So what you do world, with the corpse?
God, I mean, I probably should have handled that.
Can't remember?
We had to go film, so I didn't really have time to really...
Just kind of
I put a blanket
there,
over it, but...
Oh, okay, that's pretty good.
Yeah. So, I mean, no one really hangs out in my backyard there in the back area, so...
So big news, folks. James's life is forever changed because he himself has taken a life. And we'll be back with you after the break. Welcome back to the show. Yep. Julian just took out his dog for a nice poo. How'd that go, Julian?
Well, she had a real nice poo, and I picked it up, and I threw it in the garbage, and I felt it in my hands, and it felt warm. So, pretty well, I guess.
Well, congrats
to you.
Guess
who's sitting here? This is our guest for today.
We've been talking about this guest all episode, and my God, we are
mostly
so excited
we've been
to
arguing.
Have him here.
Can you not? Come on. What do you guys have to do that?
I'm sorry.
We got a guest here, and we can delay it no further. And but just one more thing, just don't forget, please, go into that Kickstarter and donate to the convention.
Get in our Indiegogo and
none of those
let us
goddamn
go.
Motherfucking milquetoast donations. I'm sick of them.
Okay, and now let's introduce Gilberto.
Gilberto Rhodes. Welcome, Gilberto Rhodes.
Thank you so
go
much.
Go away, Karen.
Karen, yeah. Karen, you can't be in here for this segment.
Those hot milks aren't even hot.
Karen, get out!
Karen,
Gilberto.
Karen, you're okay.
Okay.
Sorry, Gilberto.
Just watch your tone, Max. Just watch your tone.
It's fine.
Guys,
it's
guys,
fine.
This Karen, she a lovely woman. She opened the door, mm-hmm. and she smiled.
That's
where I'm from,
to...
you marry.
That's easy to do, open a door.
Well, let's just say... Toe. There's
story.
A lot of women in this world. Take Karen. Please, take her and marry her.
Okay.
I have a wife.
Oh, okay.
I have one now.
So, Gilberto, why don't you tell us a bit about yourself, who you are, where you come from, and what your deal is in general?
I'm from Portugal.
Mm.
You can tell.
The land of the Far East.
You know, I could tell by the color of your skin and by your accent. Your authentic accent.
Many women, in where I'm from, like Karen, we say thank you every time we see them. We say hello, thank you. Say with me.
Hello, thank you.
Wow. That feels great to say.
Yeah.
Every time you see Karen now, you say hello, thank you, hello.
Hello, thank you.
You don't do now.
Oh,
okay. This is in the future, you mean.
For Karen.
Okay.
I see. And was that one of your songs that you performed?
Yeah, I call it Hello, Thank You.
That's beautiful.
Oh, it's
that's
kind of
beautiful.
Named after one of your cultural customs.
I love the chords you use for
that's
that, too.
It's just so pretty.
It takes me to
a whole other place, exactly.
You know,
yeah.
It's got this kind of virtuosic sound.
Kind of just
it,
by
too.
The ocean, you know, you're maybe eating some antipasto, a bit of a...
or maybe
seafood,
some crema on your
a bit of baklava, a little bit of
I don't know what they eat in Portugal.
Hagau shumai, a shawarma.
Something
we eat.
Else,
say,
something other.
Toast. Where I'm from, we eat toast, and we take cow and we on the toast, the bread when you make hot.
I don't know if I like the sound of that.
And you call that a milk toast?
It's a milk toast.
That's interesting.
Well, you know what we call milk toast? Sear are a bunch of little asshole...
just pieces of just obsequious bastards.
People who don't know good art from their elbow.
Now, Gilberto, we're so happy to have you here. Can you tell us about...
So happy to be here.
We heard you about on some message boards on the internet that you were Portugal's premier children's entertainer. Can you tell us a bit what that's like?
And are you actually Portuguese?
Yes, I'm from Portugal, eventually. It's where I'm famous. It's where I take MySpace number one MySpace.
Wow.
Number one musician on LinkedIn.
Wow. Mm.
Yeah, you gotta get on there.
I didn't know they had that sector.
It's
of LinkedIn.
It's very, what's the word?
Good. Very good.
Good.
But tell us about your children's music, Gilbert. So I want to hear about your relationship with these kids.
Yes. Are you going to play us a song today?
Smiling faces I love to see. I love to see their beaming little smiles and their tight little butts when they dance.
Don't say that.
Oh, wow. I think it's a cultural misunderstanding. That's got to be
I'm
it.
I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Because there's so much more dancing in Europe, right?
Yeah, they're
sorry,
very
what part
loose
of
over
tight
there.
Little butts the could way, be a cultural misunderstanding. That sounds pretty black and white.
It's different. It's different where I'm from. We have different dance. Here is 1, 2, 3, 4. There is a 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh,
five,
wow.
That's
oh,
okay.
So
I think I see what you're going about. Okay, okay.
And you see the little kids. Yeah. Yeah, they love the music.
The little kids.
From where they grew up, they hear the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and they shake their little bus around.
Oh,
okay. Oh, wow. Well, I'm not sure how I feel about that.
I love my country where I'm from.
My
you
shoulders
guys
feel very
tense well.
Right now hearing this.
Love the way I grew up and the things I do.
You must?
I really want to come play this big concert, this big... Gilberto Rhodes concert you guys make for me.
Well, it's actually going to be part of our convention. You will be headlining the It's Everybody's Fault Convention 2015, and we're really happy to have you on board. We have heard none of your music so far, which some
except
people,
for just the, that two
for that,
little chord
yeah.
sort of intro
yeah.
thing, which well, was really intoxicating. So.
We'd love to hear just a medley of your music.
Okay.
Yeah, give us
this
a taste.
This one's called the Catnap.
Catnap.
Catnap. Ooh, I okay. already Catnap. Love it. Already love
okay.
it.
Okay.
All it goes like
I'm getting into this groove. Shaking my little butt around.
I got to get a catnap.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's the name of the song.
Oh, no, a trap.
You picture everyone dancing.
Kind of
like
just swaying side to side, yeah.
Move.
I'm imagining kind of a quiet, dark little bar.
And kitties
kind of like
groove.
A kind of a bodega.
Come on, kids, take off your shirt.
Now.
Okay, well, I don't know about that part.
And let's see those kitty claws.
Oh, okay. Well, Gilberto, that's great. Let's hear another one, maybe. Why don't you give us another?
Yeah, for sure.
That was interesting.
Yeah, we don't have time to do every song. Like,
but just, you know,
yeah.
Let's,
so
you
just
know,
do...
Just give us
just
a few.
Give us all the hits, you know? Okay. Give us a little taste of what people can expect from your concert, maybe.
Yeah. Sure, I got a lot of songs I like to play. I got a lot of jams. I got a lot of hits where I'm from. You guys like my greatest hits?
I haven't heard any of them.
It's my new album. It's called Greatest Hits. You check it out. You buy it for your friend. You buy it on iTunes. You don't go on internet. Don't
pirate
don't,
it. No.
Don't buy it
not.
On the internet, don't. But buy it on iTunes. Is what
buy
you're saying.
Buy it on iTunes. Buy it at the iTunes store.
Not on the internet.
Buy it for your iPods.
Let's hear some more songs.
Yeah. This one called The Chicken.
Oh, it's another animal themed one.
Yeah, they're all about the animals.
Oh.
They are for kids.
Oh, this kind of reminds me of Catnap.
Yeah, it's about a chicken.
It's different.
I got a chicken.
Okay.
The gut is ticking.
Very similar chord progression to Catnap.
Yeah. I got a little
it's rooster. Interesting that you noticed that, Max, because I also noticed that.
And the rooster likes a juicer.
Not sure juicer is a word.
Got to get the juice.
Okay, let's do another one. Let's just do a whole bunch.
This one.
Let's hear just something totally out there. Like, you've played a couple of songs for us so far.
Catnap and the chicken.
Yeah, those were great. And do you have anything that's a little more just like what would be like? That's like one end of the spectrum, and then what's your
stadium anthem?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I call it Portuguese flag.
Portuguese flag. Okay, I'm liking this.
Alright.
It's already kind of patriotic.
It's an anthem.
I got the Portuguese flag. I wear it like it's a shirt. I don't know. What the hell? I got it wrapped around my waist.
Okay.
This one reminds me so much of another song, and I can't put my finger on it.
Feeling nothing but regret right now.
Already paid this guy all of the proceeds that we've received from our Kickstarter.
Going to play the
paid for his goddamn plane ticket here and his accommodations.
Yeah. I didn't realize that we had done
really
that.
Should have listened to his music before bringing him all the way here.
You know what? I just went onto iTunes and bought the whole album. And I'm just going through all of the little 30-second previews, and they're all just syncing up perfectly with these songs that he's playing for us live right now.
Huh. Well, hey.
We already signed the contract, so there's not much we can do, but
Hey, guys. So much money you gave me. I'm so thankful.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
Wow. Wow.
Okay, well, I'm feeling nervous and not good about this at all, but Gilberto, will you play us out, I guess?
Yeah, I play you out. I play whatever you want.
Yeah, can you play a song called...
Can you please play something a bit different, please?
Can you play a song called the Cucumber Sandwich from Mars?
Oh, you know, yeah. It's classic When I Grow Up.
Okay.
We love it. My mom sing it to me.
You actually have a song called that?
Yeah, it's so good. So, my favorite song.
Okay, yeah.
Here it goes. Okay. Cucumber sandwich from Mars.
Okay, wow. So this'll play us right to the brain.
All right, okay. Bar.
Now that one's slightly different.
Back to the show.
Hope you enjoyed your break. Got a couple graham crackers, maybe some warm milk.
She's gone, Max.
She left?
I think we dismissed her.
I didn't get my goddamn milk.
Kara, I mean, it's debatable whether or not Karen's going to ever be back on this show.
I suppose that's for the best.
Yeah, I know. We'll get some other kid to take advantage of. So, welcome back to the show. We hope you enjoyed Gilberto Rhodes' music. So, we have a brand new segment on this show. And, for those of you who didn't see that...
It's a bit of a novel concept, and it's a bit out of the blue. It's something that maybe you're not used to. It's something that maybe you've done in the past, but you've forgotten that it even exists.
Mm-hmm. It's a little game we like to call... A truth or a dare with Gilberto Rhodes. Say hi, Gilberto.
Hi, Gilberto.
Oh, that's cute. That's cute.
But so, we're going to be going around our little circle of friends and hooligans and asking each other truth or dare. And then, whatever the person chooses between those two choices, they have to be administered either a truth question or a dare that they have to do no matter what, no matter how bad it is.
Those are so interesting. I've never played truth or dare by those rules before, actually.
That is the game.
You know, they're the old school rules.
Okay.
And maybe you've played by the new school rules.
Okay, that's very possible.
But these are the old school rules.
Okay, well, let's jump into
it. These are the rules you remember from a kid at a sleepover. All right, let's get going on it. Hit the music. The music's going now.
Do we have music?
Yep.
Oh, there it is. Yep.
Yep. I hear it now.
Yeah, me too.
That's pretty good. Mm. Okay, Julian, go for it.
Oh, I'm asking.
You're initiating this.
All right. Well, shit. I'm gonna ask truth or dare to Gilberto. Truth or dare?
We say truth. Where I'm from, we always pick truth.
Wow, that's beautiful. That's right. What a beautiful culture.
All right.
Okay. Gilberto. What is the first time, or what happened the first time that you went out driving by yourself? Like in a car. I assume you drive.
When I go driving in my father's car, I get in. The road, only dirt, where I'm from. We have, in the city, beautiful streets. Where I'm from, in the country, we have dirt and rocks.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's and so beautiful.
No so windshield rustic. On the car. No windshield on the car.
It's like something from a Van Gogh.
And my teeth.
Or a Matisse.
Filled with sand. My face and my eyes and my ears filled with the sand. But it's so good. I never felt so fast before. I never feel so free and alive.
Just feeling
driving is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It's so perfect. I love.
Wow, that's a great start. Just off to a really rich start.
Just a really rich, harmonious,
kind of stuff. Gilberto, I guess it's your turn now to ask someone a truth or dare.
Well, yeah, we'll just go Gracias, clockwise around the circle, I guess.
Jaime.
Mm-hmm. I guess that's me.
What was the first time that you ever thought it was okay to...
Gilberto, wait. Slow down a second.
Yeah, you did not ask the fundamental question, truth or dare.
The whole point of the game is to give the person a choice.
Truth. Where I from it, always truth.
We're playing by the old school rules.
You can ask what you wanted to ask me.
I'm so sorry, James.
You can
I'm
ask
so
what
sorry.
That's okay.
Well, just start again. It's okay. We won't get too
Gilberto,
annoyed.
We're not playing the game sorry. We're playing the game truth or dare. So please stop fucking apologizing
there's no game where I'm from.
Ask James truth or dare.
We don't have that game where I'm from.
Okay.
Okay.
What's my question?
So, do you want the truth?
I'll take the truth one.
Okay, so we did that all for nothing, I guess.
So. Well, it was the principle of it.
Okay.
What was the first time you smelled a flower?
Well, I have to say that I don't remember that, but that would be a bit of a lie, so I guess that's not even true. So I guess I kind of... I'm not really committing to this whole game. First time I smelt the flower, I mean, I might have been 8 years old? Or are you probably younger than that?
That seems a little late.
Shit.
A bit of a late bloomer, if you will.
Was it a cherry tree when you popped it? Your cherry, that is?
Whoa, what?
I mean, for smelling flowers.
What the fuck?
Cherry blossom.
Max, do you want to do a truth or a dare?
I think I'm just going to do truth this time, actually.
All right.
Sure. Why not?
Did you really get those hot dog vendors for the convention?
Did I really get them for the convention?
I mean, this too. Is this really coming?
I guess I got to tell you the truth now.
I already know what it is, because...
I mean, I really got them. They are coming to the convention, but... That's not necessarily why I got them.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what?
Yeah, why don't you tell everybody?
Why did you get them?
The truth is that it's really difficult to say on the air in front of all my friends, but I kind of have an issue. I have a problem, some might call it an addiction, to tubed meat. That's basically all I'm eating at this point.
Wow.
And it's affecting me in pretty... obtuse kind of ways.
It's affecting us also.
Well, you know,
in acute ways.
I didn't want to do this over the air. This is really putting me in an awkward position. So,
well, this is truth or dare, and I guess I dared you to tell the truth.
Okay.
So,
all right, Julian, truth or dare?
Well, it's funny because I actually jokers already have knew chosen that. Three. I actually already knew.
Well, yeah, but it's, I mean, that's totally unfair. It's totally fucking unfair that you would out me to the whole listener community.
Boys, why this violence?
Truth or dare, Julian?
Well, I don't want to get myself into a pickle like that, so I'm going to go ahead and ask dare. Choose the safe option.
Oh, man.
What are you going dare to do? Good dare.
Julian, I dare you to rip off your own pinky toe.
Come on, give
you
me a
You have to
one.
Do it.
No, come
you
on.
Hey, shut the fuck up. You have to do it. Don't be some kind of a pussy wimp.
Don't be so
oh god, I guess I
you have to do
that.
It now.
You have to do that.
Here, take my little pocket knife.
No, you said rip it off.
Oh, you can rip it off too, whatever
that,
you want.
You could do it with that.
No, here, wait, hand me the tweezers.
Here you
that.
Go.
Yeah, I'll use the tweezers.
Make sure you're being true to yourself.
Oh god. Julian's sticking off his shoes now.
Mm-hmm.
And the socks. I can't wait to see this.
No,
grabbing his toe in his
hands.
This might be a little bit hard.
Ow! No!
And it's off. Alright. Okay.
God!
I don't think you should have done that.
No, Izzy. No, Izzy. Oh, God. Oh. She ate it.
Julian's dog has just ate his own toe, and she has ran away on
Drop
a street.
It. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Now, the funny thing is, I just realized that this does not translate well to radio at all, so
shit.
This is really all for naught.
No one got to even see that.
No one really even got to see the toe. Julian's carpet is wet. We'll be back after these messages. Cold.
You're peeing so much.
I feel bad.
Gilberto, can we get paper towels?
I don't know if paper towels.
Well, here we are at the end of the show. We've had a lot of fun, but it's time to go.
I'd just like to thank Gilberto, wherever he might be. Thank you for coming in and
he had to disappear suddenly.
Gracing us with your, I don't know.
What we're going to do to end the show, we're going to play a song. And this is actually from a musical that we've been writing for the past
couple of years. We've been working on this musical.
It's our opus. Wow, it's our
magnum opus.
And we're finally revealing some of the songs from it, and we're going to make it, it's going to be a play.
Let me just tell you guys, we're planning on it being a Broadway hit.
I would say, with a movie. Not to undercut you, Max, but I'd say it's even going to be a Broadway smash hit.
Maybe the two Tony Awards.
That's our plan.
Just two.
Anyway, this it's a musical, and this is one of the songs from it. So, thank you very much. Goodbye. Thanks for listening. Let's play.
Oh, and the musical is about slime.
The Great Slime War of 2174. It's a legend as old as time. Or should I say slime? I've been sitting on that one for a while.
We all want it. We all want it.
We all want it.
My son died in the Great Slime War of 2174. To go to war, but he disobeyed and he went to war. My son was only 8 years old. How could a young boy so bold, so bold,
so bold,
so bold,
so bold, 8.5 years old?
I told him not to go, but he went anyway. My little boy died on the very next day. His first name was Joshua.
His second name was Brian.
His middle name was Elijah.
The slime, the slime. It's time for my slime.
I must go. Thank you for hearing my story about my son. It's slime time.
But wait, don't go.
And that would be the next line leading you into the next scene.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we'll leave you with that tidbit. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Last word, I'm going to give it to Julian.
Stowaway. And then hopefully she'll get bored and walk away.